Vashem oylech lifneim yoimov. Now, when we build this Mishkan, said Hashem, light up for me. Sheta'iru li kishem she'yarti eschem. This is the ultimate chesed. Indeed, we find, in this week's parasha, we find a pasuk that says the following. This is in Perek Chof Tes, pasuk Mem Hei. V'shochanti b'soy b'nei Yisrael, v'yitzi lechem le'elukim. I'm going to dwell among Am Yisrael. V'yedu, ki ani Hashem Elokeihem, asher otzei tzioisom Eretz Mitzrayim, v'shochni b'soychom, ani Hashem Elokeihem. I took them out of Eretz Mitzrayim to dwell among them. Says the Ibn Ezra. Why did I take you out of Mitzrayim? Bavur ki eshkoyim b'soychom. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim so we can dwell among us. Says Ramban, v'yofet pirish. Ramban adopts the pshat of the Ibn Ezra. V'yofet pirish im ken yesh ba'inyan soyd gadol. There's a big soyd over here. Ki pshat adovar hashchina b'yisrael tzorech hedyot. Simple understanding, the Mishkan is for our benefits. It's our chediot. We need the Mishkan. We need Kirvas Hashem. Aval hu ha'inyan asher omer ha'kosu v'Yisroel asher pecho yisfayah. Afi asoy kivyoch Hashem needs us. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim so he can dwell among us. Afi pshat it's our chediot. Afi asoy it's our gavoya. Kivyochel Hashem needs us. Rabbi Ruchem brings a Zohar, where the Zohar says, on the pasuk Nu Oiz Elokim, says the Zohar, Kad Yisrael Ovdin Uvdin Lekshirin, when Am Yisrael do improper deeds, Kivyochel Metishin Chelo Dachadosh Baruch. Kivyachol, we make Hashem weak. And when we do good deeds, Yoibin Tukva Bechele Lakosh Baruch Hu, we give Hashem strength. That's what the apostle says. Tnu Oiz Elokim. Am Yisrael gives strength to Elokim. What does that mean? This Nefesh HaChaim explains a lot. It's all part of Hashem's kindness. We live off Hashem's kindness. Hashem, who's the ultimate native, gives us the ability to pay back. It's part of the chesed. Kivyochol, he needs us. He created a system that we pay back the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivyochol. It's not Tzorach Hedyot, it's Tzorach Avoya. Kivyochol, Hashem needs our deeds. And if we do a good deed, we give him strength. If we do bad deeds, we make him weak. Only Kivyochol, but Kodakosh Baruch doesn't really need us. He set up a system that Kivyochol needs us. Because this is the ultimate chesed. Says Yerucham, likewise, when people do bad, when someone does bad to us, the guy comes to apologize. Someone did wrong doing to us. We don't want to hear. Don't hear. Lord Lishma. Why? What's deep down? Why is it we don't want to hear what he has to say? We don't want his apology. So deep down, we want him to be our villain for the rest of his life. I want to have the source to be angry about you for the rest of my life. I don't want to be moichel you. I don't want to hear your bakosha samachila that I have to be moichel you and give. It's much more convenient for me to harbor my anger, my bad feelings. You're a Russia. I hate you. That's much, much more gishmak. A real Baal Chesed is willing to hear. Adrab, I want to hear. I'll be moichel you. That's real Baal Chesed. And this is what Yosef told his brothers. When his brothers came to ask Mechila what they did, they sold him as a slave. So this is what Yosef told them. V'ato, lo atem shalachtem moitzihenu. My brothers, you didn't send me here. Ke Elokim. We are simeini al av leparoiv leodoyim lekol Eretz Yisrael. Listen to the Uzi greatness. No, he says, it wasn't you, it's not from Hashemayim. He says, Yetzer Hara. I became the vice president of Israel. You're coming to complain. Complain. Adrabah, you did me a chesed. My brothers, Adrabah. What you, an Echanami, you planned for bad, but it turned out to be good. I owe to you, Adrabah. You come and ask Mechila. I need to thank you, Shkoyach. Because of you, the Astimeinu Lav Leparoi. The other God of Israel. This is the ultimate chesed. The ultimate chesed is to give the other side the feeling. Not only you don't owe to me, I owe to you. And that's what we learned in this week's parasha. Hashem says, please, I want you to have a light for me in the Mishkan. I don't need our light. I don't want you to feel the owe to me. Kivyochol, this is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn from this in our life as well. Real chesed is to let the other guy feel that he's paid you back. I once had a very good friend, and I asked him a toiva, can you buy me a gemara? I need a gemara. I said, you're going to the store, do you mind buying me a gemara? I'll pay you back. He buys me a gemara, he wouldn't take the money. I'm telling you, he wasn't doing me a favor. I wanted to pay him back, and I was fighting with him. I gave him the money, gave it back to me, I sent him to the son. Backwards and forth. Other yoyim, I haven't paid you back. It's not real chesed. Real chesed is accepted. Because I didn't want it. He did it with a toifa. He was tereach. He bought it for me. But the price, I wasn't. I had no intention and no will that you should give it to me. I wanted to pay him. Sometimes real chesed, and obviously meant for good, but today, real chesed sometimes is to accept. Allow him to pay you. Sometimes you have a guest, and you're happy to host him. But sometimes it's a chesed to take from the guest. It may be a chesed to ask a guest, can you do me a favor? Can you please go to my court to buy me something? Sometimes that's real chesed. Because sometimes your guest feels, oh, I'm paying you back. It's like the sumo. Like the sumo says, it feels good that he turns on the light. Sometimes that's real chesed. The Gemara on Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. At the Maisa of a Nochri, who was walking behind the Beis Medrash, and he hears the Melamed Tinoikos. He hears the Rebbe in Cheder teaching Parsha Tetzave, Ve'elo Abgodim Shayasu, Choshen Ve'efoid. The Goy hears the Rebbe teaching about the Choshen Ve'efoid. Ask the Goy, who are these clothes for? Omuloi Lakoyen Godel. Says the goy, that's it. Eilech vis gayer kedei b'shvil sheyasimuni kohen gadol. Lo pachot v'lo yoter. This guy has an aim. He has a plan. I'm going to be misgayer, so they appoint me to be the kohen gadol. He goes to Shammai. He says, Rabbi, I want to convert on the condition. I have condition. The condition is that I be appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Shammai takes the Amas Abinyan, the measuring stick, and kicks him away. He comes to Hillel. So Hillel to megayer me. The Gihirin. Hillel is megayer him. It's the Goy who wants to be the Kohen Gadol. Hillel tells him, listen, Klum ma'amidim melech ela mi sheyodea tachsisei malchus. You want to be the king. You have to learn the system. Go learn what's entailed. Go learn Torah. So he starts reading the Chumash. He arrives at the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vazar hakorev yumos." Ask the ger, who is the zar hakorev yumos? Who is it referring to? He was told, "Afilu David Melech Israel, who goes in the Kodesh HaKadosh, will be Yumos." The Ger makes a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Yisrael, who are called Bani Ibn Amakoim, out of Hashem loves him so much, because he said, Bni Bechayri Yisrael. Kach, that the din of Yisrael, who get his Chayv Misa, a Ger, a Kal, who am I? Al Chaskama, Vakama. The penny drops, all of a sudden, the guy chaps, the whole thing's a mistake, have I said. This is a dead end. Goes to Shammai and says, hey, I can't be a Kohen Gadol anyway. He says, Zarko Ab Yumos. He goes to Hillel and he tells him, I'm the son of Hillel. Yanuchu lucha brachas aroi shecha. I want you to brachas to dwell in your head. Shikavtani tachas kan peashchina. He accepted. This is a parashat Tzavos story. Derech Agav, there's a few mamash important halachas we learn from this story. Ask the Marsha, what was Hillel's heter to Megaya the Goy? The halacha is a Goy, a Ger who comes to his Gaya for ulterior motives, shum shulcha melachim, shum ishus. If a Ger comes, he wants to be a basketball player in Maccabi Tel Aviv, and he has to be misguided for that. In Maccabi, it's also in Maccabi such a Ger. He wants to marry a nice Jewish girl. We met. You're not Maccabi. You're not after Megaya. What was Hillel's heter to be Megaya, such a guy who's been Megaya to be a Kohen Gadol? Zokta Marsho and Achinami wasn't Megaya. When it says Gire was Lav Dafka, we're just preparing. It wasn't really Megaya initially. Later on, when the penny dropped, he realized, but Enachami, I can't. But I still want to be Yiskar Tachas Kanfe Ashchino. Then he was Megaya. Ask the Marsho. Okay, but maybe this awakens a very important question. There's an Issa to teach a Goy Torah. Moyrosha Kiras Yaakov. Altiki Moyrosha Ele Moyrosa. Torah is our wife. You're not allowed to teach a Goy Torah. So what was the heter to teach the Goy Torah? According to Marsho, he wasn't Megayer him. So what was the heter for him to learn Torah? Says the Marsho, that's true for a regular Goy. But a Goy who wants to be Megayer, he's learning to be a good Jew. Oh, that's Mutter. Even though technically speaking, currently speaking, he's not a Jewish, he's still a Goy, he's learning to be Misgayer, therefore it's permitted. As I talk to Marsha, in the Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya, Rei Samaches, Paskin Aruch HaLamaisa, Keshiyovo Yigel is Gayer, Boichi Machrof, any Ger who comes, you have to investigate, what's his reason? Is it for money? He wants Bituach Lumi? What does this guy want? Is it for some position he's been offered? Is it Shema Ein of Nostan B'Isha Yehudis? You have to check him out. The Shach brings on the spot, he's Toises in Yevamos. Toises, they ask, what was Hillel's heter to be Megayer? The guy who came to, who was Megayer to be a Kohen Gadol. What was Hillel's heter to be Megayer him? Says those verse, because Hillel saw Hashem Sofeid, even though right now it's Shalom Yishmo, but since eventually Hillel saw it's going to turn Yishmo, that was the head. Therefore, says the Shach, every base has the right to evaluate. And Achinami, the Goy right now has an ulterior motive. He wants to be the head player in Maccabi Tel Aviv. That's his reason. But if they didn't see that going to lead eventually to Yishmo, then they can be Megayer. Who argues on this Tosfos? We just found the Machlekes between the Marsho and Tosfos. The Marsho was asking what they had to do to Megayer him. Right now it's Shelo Yishmo. Throughout the Marsho, he wasn't Megayer. He waited. In Tosfos state, he was Megayer him. What was the Heter? Hashem Sofer. And passing to Shach, Halacha LeMaaseh, you can Megayer a Ger Hashem Sofer. That was part A. But here comes part B. In Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger, in Yerodeh Reish Mem Vav, he paskins over there, it's also to teach a Goy Torah. What about a Goy wants to convert? He wants to learn Torah in order to know what to do when he's a Yid. He wants to learn Shulchan Aruch, he wants to learn Torah to convert. Says Rabbi Kiveger, look at Ma'ashah in Shabbos on the Sugya. The Ma'ashah says that a Goy who wants to convert is allowed to learn Torah. Because Hillel didn't convert him, and yet he's allowed to learn Torah. So I'm Debbie Kvega! Oh, but Tosfos argues! And Tosfos holds it's also to teach a Goy Torah, even if he wants to convert. What do you see in Tosfos? Why did Tosfos set us up that he converted him? Because he guessed that Sofei will be Lishma. Why? What's the rush? Just hang around. Wait. Be like the Ma'ashah. Wait. Chakim. Shwaya, shwaya. You want to learn? Vakasha. We'll give you the test. Go and learn what's all about. And then, we'll be guide you. Why take risks? Sakya Bikvega. Al Kochenu. Toys learned it also. End the Makazin. We cannot. There's no option of try it out. Learn what's about. Aloch al Meisa machlekes from our sugya at the tzavetik sugya. Aloch al Meisa, when a ger wants to be misgayer, a goy wants to learn about the Yiddish guy to be misgayer, can you teach him or not? According to Tosfos, it's aser. According to Ma'ashah, it's muta. Yes. That's how Rikvega learns in Tosfos. But why was he misguiding him? Why was he taking the risk? This is the thing of the guy, the person who was not the guy of Shem Shamayim.
Maybe the Marshal before it, not from the story. It's from another story. It's also like Smara, like how you think they want
So Moshe thanks him in the Igros Moshe. You're there. Chelek Gimel says it can't be. The guy needs to, again needs Kabbalah Mitzvahs. He has to know. You have to tell him. He has to know what it's about. Okay. Oyd Chazon Lamoyed. The Moshe Feinstein has his interpretation of what's machlokes of Kiveiga and Tosfos. Anyway, the inyonim, what's the message? There's one more knech that we haven't, another part of our show we haven't yet spoken out. What's going on? Hillel completely misled this ger, the Nebuch the Goy. The whole reason why he's this guy, he wants to be a Kohen Gadol. Do you know what? I come from Manchester. I was born in Manchester. My chances of being the President of the United States are greater than the chances of that guy being a Kohen Gadol. What do I mean? How about you're surprised? It's against the United States Constitution that a non-American born resident can ever become the president. For me to be the president of the United States, they have to change the constitution and appoint me. Not going to happen. Right? But the chances are greater than a ger to be a Kohen Gadol, the Ei Efshar. It's not possible. It's an impossible outcome. You have to be the Aaron. What? He was born there. He wasn't born in the States. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway, that's another sugya. Next week we'll discuss that one. Can I forge my blood certificate? Anyway, so the kids are a maitza. So what's that a pshat in Hillel? Why did Hillel conceal the information from this Nebuch Goy? The Goy is having a great time doing all that Vereshe Boilom. Now, the whole reason why he became this guy is because he wants to be a kind of God. It's a mistake from the outcome. What's he doing? So the Ma'ashah, because Hillel knew, if I'll tell him, he'll back out. Kirill chose to be silent. He wasn't asked, can I be a Kohen Gadol? The guy says, I want to be misguided to be a Kohen Gadol. Giri, go ahead. Hiro chose to conceal the information. Why did he conceal the information? Because Hiro foresaw that this guy is going to end up to be a Ger Tzedek. That's what Hiro saw. The message for us, this I saw from Rabbi Franz, sometimes we as mechanchim, we as parents, we have lots of very good advice to give our young children. And therefore, we open our big mouth to share with them. Our young child thinks, me? Shas, back to front, Bav Yerushalmi, at my bar mitzvah. My Chaim Kanievsky, my back pocket. What do we tell him? Be normal. You're insane. You know how difficult it is to learn Gemara? Do you know how it is to remember anything? Do you know how long it takes to finish us? We have very, very sensible advice to tell the child to calm down. Sometimes you've got to keep your mouth shut. Let him learn his own way. Let him learn from his own experience. Hillel chose to be silent. He waited for the Ger to realize himself he cannot be a Kohen Gadol. And that was good for him. Had he known from step one, he would have backed out. But Hillel foresaw that it would be the Toivah. Let them find out, let them learn, and one day he'll discover, and yet he'll still chose to be Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. And indeed, he came to thank Hillel, thank you very much. That's his side with learning, that sometimes it's a mitzvah to give advice, and sometimes a mitzvah to keep our big mouth shut. And let him learn his own way, his own derech, his own time, his own pace.
We don't lie to people,
but sometimes let him do it. A very important Chofetz Chaim on this is Parsha. In the Shmiras HaLoshay, there's a whole parak on Parsha Tetzaveh discussing the Me'il. I think it's kedai to go over it. Important, frightening messages, important messages to know. What's the Me'il? The Me'il we meet in Shlishi and Parsha Tetzaveh. Let me just read the Pesukim first, and then we'll see what the Chofetz Chaim after what he has to say. The Me'il is made out of Tcheles. The head, the opening, is folded in. There's a rim around the opening for the head. Master Oirek, which is sown, Kefi Sachra. Kefi Sachra means it's like a shirion, like armor. It says the Targum Kefum Shirion, like armor, which is little pieces of metal. Yellow, Loi Korea, that we won't tear. Vasisa Shulov, at the bottom of the Me'il, you make Rimoine Treles, Vargomon, Terashoni, Ashulov Soviv. There's Rimoinim, and there's Pamoini Zohov Paseichon, and there's gold bells. Pamoin Zohov Rimoin, Pamoin Zohov Rimoin, Ashula Mil Soviv. And then they're scattered around the Rimoinim and the Pamoinim. The Hoya Al Aaron Ashores, the Nishma Koiloi Bevoila Kodesh. The voice will be heard when he comes to the Kodesh, the Fair Hashem, the Batesoi, the Loi Homos, and he won't die. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Kedai. Could I to mention it every year? First, he brings the Gemara Erechin, Daf Zayin. The Me'il is Mechaper for Lashon Hara. He pushes the Gemara. Yavoi Davar Shebekoil VeYichaper Amaisa Koil. It's the only ornament that has a sound to it, and it's Mechaper for the Koil, the Lashon Hara we speak. Says the Chofetz Chaim, why is it made out of Tcheles? The Gemara says, Batzitzis, the Tcheles reminds us about the Yam, the color of the sea, the color of the Rukia, and the Rukia is Doim and the Kisei HaKofet. And I always say something very frightening. Because the Lashon Hara we speak, you know where it's waiting for us? By the Kisei HaKofet. As it says in Tanit Deber Yod in the Pasuk, Shosu Bashamayim Pihem Uloshoinom Tahalech Baret. What we speak over here is waiting for us up there, for good and for bad. So therefore, to remember about Lashon Hara, the Lashon Hara we said about our friend over here, it's up there, and that's the Tcheles for the Yam, for the Rukia, for the Kisei HaKofet. That's reminding us. That's where our Lashon Hara is. What is that? Chazal tell us, what makes the world survive? It's b'shas meriva, the time when someone's screaming at you, and you're having a fight, and you want to scream back, you want to shout at the guy, you want to rip him into smithereens, you want to smash him up, and you want to open your mouth, and you succeed in keeping your mouth shut. It's Torah, Eretz Abim, it's the most difficult thing in the world. The Fum Tzar Agra, it makes the whole world survive. Abayim is Piv B'Shas Meriva. That's Pi Roshay B'Soichon. The Pi Roshay, if you keep your head inside, don't open it. Sofi Yel Piv Mas Oirev. Should imagine as if your lips have been sewn. You don't open your lips. When I was in school, our teacher would tell us, zip your lips. The whole class, we have to zip our lips. Kefi sachara lo yikorea. And that's like shirion. Shirion is an armor that protects you. What protects a person from a meriva? You keep your mouth shut. You cannot argue with someone who doesn't answer back. Any fights you know about, when A fights B and Shimon fights Reuben, Reuben fights Shimon, because they speak back to each other. If Reuben will scream at Shimon, but Shimon will be quiet, they will quiet him down. It cannot continue. Fuel to the fire is when they argue, when they speak back to each other. They argue back. Therefore, the biggest shirion, what's your protection? If Sophia had a piv, if you can sew your lips and bite them piv, and you don't answer back, it protects you. You won't. The meriva will have to quieten down. And as well, mito connected mito, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will protect you, since you're saving the world. Because ha'olam is kayim, so Hashem will save you as well from that meriva. And the palm of rimoin. What's the chazal about being quiet? Yosim atzmei ilayim. Person should make himself dumb. The mission says, Kol yomai godaldi ben chachomim roimatzasi leguf toib mishtika. The best thing you can do is be quiet. Shtika is the best. The divrei chol, the Torah, of course, to speak. But the parmen v'rimayin, the rimayin was quiet. The parmen made a noise. So for Torah, that's the parmen. And for anything else, zip your lips. Shtika, that's the rimoin. If that will happen, the nishma koyloi bevoyel hakodesh. When a person will daven, it will be heard. Because, that is mamish frightening, because when a person speaks Lashon Hara, it's waiting for him up there in the Kisei HaKovod, and when he davens, he gets eaten up. Our tefillos, we daven our tefillos, get eaten up by the tumor we created there. So when a person he sewed his lips, he doesn't speak Lashon Hara, the maiden, now he can daven. V'nishma koyla bevoyla kodesh. V'betzeisev layomus, when he dies, he comes back to the world to come, to see all the words he said, the Torah he learned is there, it's there for him. It won't be made. We should be zoicha to live all these wonderful things we are partial to Tisave, about, we learned about being Meitev Amiti, allows the recipient to feel they gave back. We learned about the idea of being quiet sometimes, letting the Talmud, letting the child grow himself without our guidance, without us putting him in. And we should be zeichet to have a peh kodesh and keep our lips quiet, silent for dibrei chol, for more important things, and we should have lots of koil for dibrei kodesh. Our next year we're going to be speaking about 5 minutes time. Is there anything wrong to wear vacuum packed clothes? If the women, it's the end of the Shevavim, big day kodesh lechaved utiferes. Is there anything wrong for women to be completely covered, wearing non-see-through clothing? But she's like a vacuum-packed rice package, and vacuum-packed. You know, is there anything wrong with that? Is it mutter? Should our wives should have to wear these shawls where you can't see? There's no tzura to anything. Is that a chiyuv? Is that right? Is that wrong? Is that needed? And that's what I'll be next year in 5 minutes' time. Thank you very much.
And the figure.